You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. It's John Rabin. Hey, guys. I know I just repeated what I said in the intro, but I just need to just reaffirm that this is the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast, and I am John Rabin. And so that you know, I'm not full of shit, that's exactly what those things are. That's what's going on. Look, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, that you know what you're listening to, and I know who I am. And that you know that I know that you know who I am. We good? Great. It's an interesting time. It's an interesting year. Some would say the worst year. But you know things are strange when you're afraid. Let me adjust the mic here. Adjust the table. All right. You know, things are weird and different when the greeting, how are you, is triggering. You know what I mean? Like you're just, like normally, you know, how are you? Fine. Normally, you know, you can just let loose a fine and it's understood that you may not be, but the greeting has been completed. And now it's like, how are you? You just immediately want to let that person know exactly how you are because you haven't been asked that today and you've been holed up eating way too many Pop-Tarts. And it's like, listen, you asked. I realize it was disingenuous and just a greeting, but here it comes. So I don't know what else to do. I don't know what other greeting we can go with. How about just a recognition of existence, maybe, or that just kind of go, hey, you're still alive. Like, I don't know if that's better. It's just like, hey, look who's upright. I don't know if that's better, but at least it's more of a hi. How about just hi? I guess hi is what we're going with. Hello. And then you just stare at each other and you don't want to engage any further because, you know, you're holding it together by a thread. You're holding on by a thread. And you don't feel like going into it. How's it going? I don't want to go into it. Maybe that's the new. Hey, how's it going? Hey. Hi, don't ask. Don't ask, but hello. There's another one. We could go with that. This is a special time for me this week. Well, today is my fiance's birthday, so I need to hurry this shit up. And then, you know, it's her day. So she's out doing things, but she's about to come back. So I'm getting this taken care of. Because I can't be all like, yeah, look, I know you want to celebrate your birthday, but I kind of have to talk about me for 30 minutes. So it's what? Great. The cats are fighting. Stop. Hey, knock it off. I told him. All right. No, but yeah, so I gotta hurry things up anyway. Because it's her, you know, I know it's your day, but this is about me for 30 minutes. And, but my fiance's birthday is 4 days after my sobriety date. So that occurred 4 days ago, which is, as I've mentioned before on this podcast, that it is my official sobriety date. I made September the 12th, which is my mother's birthday. So, 8 years, 8 fucking years. It's been something this year. The year 8 of sobriety has been something. And I thought I was going to talk about it. I mean, I guess I will talk about it a little bit, because I have noticed there's been a trail off. Like, I used to, when I first got sober, I used to blog a lot. Of course, people read blogs in 2013, but nobody does that so much anymore. And that was very therapeutic for me to write that first year. So I wrote, a lot. And then that, on my 1 year sobriety date, I had a, kind of heavy-handed, everything means something. And it's kind of trailed off since then. I think that's what's supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be so heavy and, put weight in every single moment. You know, every moment that I'm breathing alive is a moment that I can move forward and that exists because I chose not to drink or do drugs. Like at some point it's like, hey, how about you calm the fuck down? All right, can we just have nachos? What are you doing? Let's just settle down. Jesus, are you sure you can't do drugs? Because this part, this version of you is tense. But I made a big deal about the year one, as I should. But as the years have gone on, the write-ups were less and less, and it was finally just a picture of the AA chip that my mom buys me every year as tradition in different colors. This year is bedazzled. It's like it's green, but it's like it's got like somebody bedazzled. It's got like little plastic jewels on it. I don't know. And one on the bottom so it doesn't sit right, but you can spin it like a fidget thing. So I don't know. Like a top. It's crazy. It's unnecessary, but, year 8, I guess. So, I didn't say anything. I didn't say shit. I didn't post on social media at all. I'm like, I'll just post it when I post the podcast. We'll talk about it. So, I guess I'll talk about it a little bit. Did I learn anything for every year it's gotten easier and easier to be sober. Less and less temptation every year for me, and that's good. There was another thing that really, in connection, it was weird. It was a weird connection that it happened around the same time, but we found out, because last week the podcast episode was about the closing of Cap City, and which I talked about that for the whole episode. Then a few days after that, we found out that the bar that everybody goes to, that all the comedians go to when they're done with shows at either the Velveeta Room downtown, because the bar is a block away, or people from Cap City would actually drive down. A lot of them would come downtown and then meet up at Mugshots is the name of the bar. And that place closed down permanently. And for a lot of people, that was harder to take than Cap City closing, honestly, because it's your place. I'd been drinking there, going there since it opened, which was in 2002. So it's been around 18 years. So it's crazy. You know, it kind of hits you kind of hard. You're like, damn. I was fortunate enough that it didn't hit me very hard because I've already said goodbye to certain places because of sobriety. This does not make me better than you guys, friends of mine who are listening. That's not what I mean. What I mean is it's weird because I've already mourned the place because I've gone there sober a couple of times to meet up with people. And man, it's just like, yeah, okay. This clearly is not my place anymore. You know, I'm gonna visit a little bit. I'm gonna have my ginger beer, and then I'm gonna go the fuck home. Like, it's just like, after a while, it's like, all right, I don't even smoke cigarettes. What am I doing here? So it's weird because it's allowed me, inadvertently has allowed me to accept this year easier than if I hadn't gone through recovery sobriety. Does that make sense? It's like I've already dealt with letting go of my old life. I've already, accomplished letting go of clinging to that old life, so that when I'm having to do it again during this pandemic, I feel like I'm handling it a little bit better than had I not done it before. Like it'd be really hard to let go of wanting to drink with other people and party and all that shit that I used to do. If I was still doing that, and then it's like, no, I've got to be safe. I'm like, I don't live this lifestyle because of safety. Like, I can totally get that. I totally get why it's hard for people when they're discovering that college kids are not maintaining safe distances from each other. It's like, you got a bunch of college kids together and they're not maintaining social distancing guidelines when getting together and getting drunk and fucking. I don't understand how this could get. Hold on. Check. Oh, man. I'm sorry, you guys. I just did almost half the podcast with the microphone adjusted incorrectly. So I probably seem very muted. And now I'm not. And now you have to adjust the volume. Sorry about that. Sorry about making you have to adjust the volume on me. Weird. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, that takes away from the point I was making. Is that all you learned? Yeah, I learned that I'm not consistent with how I use my microphone. That's what I learned this year. No, it's been fine. It's been all right. We're all trying to get through this. And it feels like, because it's not being reported, it feels like things are okay when it comes to addiction issues, because you're not hearing about it as much because it doesn't make the news. You actually have to look for it. Like I talked about it a couple weeks ago that, it's bad. It's definitely overdoses and are up. They're actually worse than when there was an opioid crisis, because that was a media thing. The opioid crisis. It's the same. It's the same or worse. Obviously, it's just not making news. So, it's been taken care of, like AIDS. Nope. Next mission solved. Like it's not. It's still. We still have to deal with things, but which I'm wondering if that's what's going to happen with COVID. I wonder if that's, they'll come up with a vaccine that nobody will take, or that some people will take, and there'll still be cases, still same amount of cases, still everything else, and then slowly the news is just kind of going to go, we took care of that, right? All right, you try to bring up major issues, there's still a public health crisis. Boring! Like, it's, move next. What do people fear now? All right, let's run more race relations stuff. People are still scared of each other. Yeah, we still have to keep everybody divided. That's what pays the bills. Division pays the bills. Man, guys, by the way, This really only pertains to a few people that, because I've seen, like, I unfollowed a few people on Instagram because they're getting political with their picture. Like, they're taking pictures of memes and posting those on Instagram, and I'm like, come on, man. That's why I came to Instagram. I came to Instagram to get away from memes. You know, it's just, I just want to stare at your pets and occasionally something that you've eaten. That's really, you know, did you see a plant that you enjoyed? That's cool. You know, do you have a joke you could post, or, you know, something that's profound? But, you know, it's not profound. Memes. Anyway, but here's the thing that really gets me about politics. Now, I don't talk about politics. I want to talk about people who pay attention to politics. Holy fuck, you guys. I don't understand why you keep... You know what it is? People who follow, they don't want to be... You know, they want to be caught... They want to be in the loop. They want to know what's going on, but they're just obsessed. And because, you know, because they're inside and, you know, some of them are not working and they've got the time... So they're really following every single thing. It's, you know, it's like if, you know how if you're watching, let's say you're watching a Fast and Furious movie. Which one? Any of them. But you're watching one of them. All right? And you're watching it. Now, after you've watched the first 5 to 10 minutes of the movie, you could realistically get up, go do something for an hour and 15 minutes. Then come back and catch the last 10 to 15 minutes of that movie and not be lost. Right? You'd be able to figure out what was going on. It's not difficult. It's like, yeah, okay, I got it. I get what's going on. All right. Yeah. I got it. No, do you want to know it? No. I'm good. Let's just see the big explosion jump car thingy. You could do that. But what people who are obsessed with politics and are miserable because of it, you're watching these politicians that you hate and are pretending to root for politicians against them who are also shitty, but you're like defending them, which is weird because they all know each other and they're all like, it's wrestling, basically. Anyway, you're watching the politicians like you're a person who's watching Fast and the Furious who doesn't miss a single minute or a single frame of the movie, and they're just staring at it, and they're just staring, and they're watching, and they're not going to look away. I can't look away. I might miss something. Also, I hate Vin Diesel. That's what you're doing. You're watching a Fast and Furious movie every day of your life, and you hate Vin Diesel, metaphorically speaking. We all know that Vin Diesel is a treasure. But I'm saying, in this metaphor, that's what you're doing. Huh? That's what I feel like when I watch you guys. I see you becoming unhinged on social media. I'm thinking about three people specifically. Specifically three people, all of whom don't listen to this podcast. But it's more like, you know a person who I'm talking about. Maybe not the same person that I'm talking about, but, you know, it's practically the same person. You know them. You know the guys. You know the people. Man, take a fucking break. Just want to shake them real good and just say, stop. Stop. It doesn't matter what they say. Kind of doesn't matter what they do. Like, it's just like, come on. You have to live and function like an adult. And this is not healthy. You know, also, what's not healthy about it is it makes you think Because it's happened to me. It's happened to everybody. It gets you worked up, right? And then you look around and to see if other people that you know are as worked up as you are. And you can't really tell because you're looking at their social media. It's not like you're looking at a person. You're looking at the digital footprint of a person. Like, is this person upset? Let me see. And you kind of look at their posts and you're looking around going, they might be. They seem like they're a little bothered by the world. And if they're not, some people get judgy. To the point where people, like friend of my fiance. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've heard them kind of wonder, can you post anything really positive and cheery on Facebook or something? Gonna get blasted for being too upbeat on social media. And I say, no, do whatever the fuck you want. Fuck them. You know, that's the thing. Don't judge me because I want to post something, silly, or I want to post something funny, or I want to make fun of something. It's like, aren't you paying attention? Yes, but I can compartmentalize so that I can function like an adult. Like a person. I don't have to attack others because I perceive them for not caring as much as me. And that's the thing, is that my level of concern is none of your concern. I'm going to say that again. My level of concern is none of your concern. Motherfucker, you know what I mean. It's just, you really need to calm down. If you've angrily posted about gender reveal parties this week, you may have lost center of what you need to be doing. Yeah, you're starting to give a shit about something that doesn't matter. Just the concept of, I can't believe someone would celebrate an aspect of the birth of their child to distract them from the horror of humanity. Yeah, who would have thought somebody would do that? Crazy. That's really weird. It's really weird that somebody would have fun in something. I don't understand that. Man, speaking of having fun with something I'm so glad the NFL is back, by the way. Let's talk about something that's meaningless. The NFL is back. It's weird because they have this. There were only two games this past week that had fans, right? So the other ones, it was just like fake crowd noise. So it looked like a football. It sounded like a football game was happening in the mall. And nobody was watching it, like instead of like a skating rink in a really big mall, there was an NFL football game going on, and then just this crowd noise of people going about their lives, not giving a shit. That's what it kind of seemed like. So it was like, hey, nobody's in the stands or paying attention to the game. That's what it seemed like. It seemed like the game was. It's like a basketball game where they have like a contest ahead of time, and they're recognizing, some child in the community who getting a certificate, and nobody in the fans gives a fuck. That's exactly what it sounds like in those games. It's weird, but the games themselves are fantastic. I'm so glad it's back. Fantasy football, like for the past couple of years, I was more focused on fantasy football than the actual games. It kind of, my focus was on this other thing I was doing. And I was enjoying football, but I enjoyed fantasy football more. and this is totally switched. Like, I love doing my little fantasy football thing, but I'm just glad football's back. I'm really enjoying the games. Also, enjoying the NBA playoffs. Last night, the Nuggets knocked the Clippers out of the playoffs. And what's just funny about that is that it was done by... It's just the whole Kawhi Leonard. They were supposed to, you know, a contender for who could possibly win the whole thing. And they get knocked off by the Denver Nuggets. And the top scorer on the Nuggets is a Canadian. And Kawhi left Toronto to go to the Clippers. It was just kind of like, you know, Canadian justice! Kind of a weird thing. I thought that was great. Anyway, sorry. I got distracted. But that, yeah. So that was fun. That's been great. Yay, sports. Sports for me is a great distraction. And I don't mind talking shit about sports. See, that's the thing, is that, like, when you get into it with people about sports, you know it doesn't mean anything. And there's something cool about that. But you just need to, man, just leave people alone. You know what I mean? Here, let me help you out here. This will help you. Because these are popular on the on Spotify and on YouTube and on the internet. People just need to relax, and they like having a little guided meditation. And I think that it's just, there's so much going on. I think this will help you a little bit. Hold on, let me get this all set up. Okay. All right. Oh. There we go. Yeah. Let me warn you, obviously, do not listen to this part while you're driving, operating heavy machinery, handling nuclear materials, or teaching kindergarten. Get in a comfortable position and just, whether you seat comfortably or you want to get on a lotus position because you're pretentious, or just lay down and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Inhale. That was my dog making noise. And exhale. And just slow your breathing and just... Bless you. I'm doing a bit. Jesus. So inhale. And exhale. Dog keeps sneezing. Lucas, you all right? I don't know if you're helping or hindering this comedy gold mine that I'm attempting. Doesn't matter. All right. Back into character. So you're breathing. Relaxed, and just remember, what someone thinks or believes is none of your goddamn business. Yeah. Someone else's thoughts are none of your business. None of your goddamn business. Just remember that if you don't want to take the time to get to know someone better and have a meaningful conversation about that particular subject that is important to you, but you don't want to actually put forth the effort to get to know a person as to why and why they believe that way, just remember, you should fuck right off. Yeah. feel better? Well, I do. And that was the whole point. All right, guys. Yeah. We really did something there, huh? Yay. Well, you know what? I feel better. And I appreciate you being here with me for my celebrating my 8 years of sobriety. And here's to more and to more shit talking on this podcast. I appreciate it. You guys have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday. Look after each other. Look after yourselves. Man, take that vitamin D. Build up your immune system. Get out in the sun. Do some exercise. Eat better-ish. And man, get some sleep. All right, this has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. We'll see you next week. Later.
Disconnect the telephone.